Okay, write them down, Jonathan. I'll tell you the numbers. Ready? 68, 801, and 414 in the blue book. Yes. All right, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Northfield Baptist Church. We have quite a few out on vacation, quite a few out out sick, so we'll sing everybody in this morning. 68, praise him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Let's all stand together as we sing this hymn. Praise him, praise him, Jesus, our blessed Redeemer. Sing, O world, his wonderful love proclaim. Hail him, highest archangels implore me. Rank and honor give to his holy name. My God, Jesus will guard his children. In his arms he carries them folded on. Praise him, praise him. Sing of and praise him. Praise him, praise him. Ever in joyful song. Praise him. Jesus, our blessed Redeemer, for our sins he suffered and bled and died. He's our rock, our hope of eternal salvation. Jesus the crucified. Sing that third verse. Who would like to praise him this morning? What are you thankful to God for? Yes, Eric.
I thank God for bringing me here and all these people, my church home, and pray for your family.
Amen. Anyone else? James. Amen. God answered our prayers from last week. Yes, James. Amen. Patty. Amen. 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 God is so good. Anyone else want to praise him for his goodness? Yes, Zion.
I thank him for Miss Hannah and Daniel and all that they did for us.
Amen. Wonderful. Anyone else want to echo that sentiment? A blessing that Sister Hannah and Brother Daniel have been this summer. Yes, Mrs. Rice.
Wonderful to know that this ministry that they have can continue to keep them, would really sustain, and that they want to be a light wherever they are, and that's just a blessing.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Yes. Amen. Anyone else want to praise the Lord this morning? We're singing praise Him, praise Him. All right, let us sing that third verse, 68 in the hymn book.
Praise Him, Jesus, our blessed Redeemer. He amply bore those loud with Hosanna free.
Together in prayer, and as we pray for one another, pray for those who are away from us, Sister Pat, Sister Karen, and pray for Brother Daniel and Sister Hannah as they leave us. And we ask Pastor Logan, are you up for praying today? Thank you. Amen. 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 You may be seated. Let us turn back to our hymn book to 801, How Great Thou Art. 801.
How great the
part of the third verse, and then we'll have the men sing the fourth verse. So ladies, go ahead. And when I... God is. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He woke us up this morning, got us on our way. It's good to see each and every one. It's good to have Brother Rudolph here with us this morning. Welcome, Rudy. Good to have you with us. This is Dominique's grandpa, right? And it's good to have your granddaughter and all her family here with us and all your relatives. We're glad, I'm glad to have known you, Sister Carol, Pastor Logan and I, for about 3 or 4 years now, that we've gotten to know you over at Atlantic, and we're so thankful, and thankful for your salvation a couple years ago, thankful to get to know you, amen, so good to see you today, and then it's good to see, of course, Brother Arthur, good to have you with us here as well. Welcome. Good to have you with us, Brother Arthur.
He's awake.
Yes, yep.
His eyes are closed, but he's awake.
Amen, amen. I saw him singing, you know. I saw Brother Rudy and Brother Arthur singing How Great Thou Art. So, amen. God is so good. Brother Roy, if he were here, he'd be singing right along with them. So, amen. How's he doing this morning, Carol?
Good.
Amen. Amen. All right, let us turn to our Bibles for our scripture reading. And we try to have one of the male members of the church read the scriptures each week. Try to rotate it around. Pastor Logan, are you up for reading this morning? Okay, come on up. Psalm 74, 1 through 12. That's what we're going to read this morning in the Bible. Share a few words of encouragement as well, brother. We appreciate that. Psalm 74, 1 to 12. Here you go, Pastor.
Good morning.
Morning.
I gave me this big Bible. I feel like a rabbi with a scroll in his hand. Amen. Oh, Are you happy in the Lord this morning?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You look good, like you're happy in the Lord. It's good to be happy in the Lord, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, sometimes we wait until a person is brought before the church in the casket, and we get up and we say, he looks happy in the Lord. Yeah, but he's dead. We want a lot of people to happy in the Lord. Amen?
Right.
Amen. Okay, Psalm 74, 1 to 12. Is that it, Pastor?
Yes.
74, 1 to 12. Song 74, 1 to 12. Okay? All right, now I'm going to read one verse, and you're going to read the next one. All right, may we all stand together for the reading of God's Word. Okay, well, we all have it? Amen. Oh God, why hast thou cast us off forever? Why does thine anger smoke against the sheep of thy pasture?
Remember thy congregation, which thou hast purchased of old, the rod of thine inheritance, which thou hast redeemed, and Mount Zion, wherein thou hast dwelt.
Lift up thy feet unto the perpetual desolation, even all that the enemy has done wickedness in the sanctuary. A man was famous, of course, as he had lifted up axes upon the thick trees. They have cast fire into thy sanctuary. They have defiled by casting down the dwelling place of thy name to the ground. We see not our sign, there is no more any prophet, neither there among us any that knoweth how long.
O God, how long shall the adversary reproach? Shall the enemy blaspheme thy name forever?
Why withdraw thy hand, even thy right hand, pluck it out of thy bosom? O God, is my King of old, working salvation in the midst of the earth. Amen. You may be seated. You know, in our country today, there is a great division, even among churches. But you know, the Lord is not a divider. He brings his people together. And we pray that all across our world, not only here in America, but all across our world, that the churches will be coming together for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ. We know, and I know we've been told this for years, my grandfather said it, that we're living in the last days. And we really are. Now, those last days don't mean that Christ will come today, but it does mean he will not come today. So we are to live a dedicated, separated, consecrated, spiritual life that the Lord come to be with us.
Amen.
We just thank God that we can meet like this. And I think that the hope of America, as I travel across the country, I do a lot of traveling and mostly driving. I think that the hope of America, at least one of the hope of America, is when I drive across the country and see the countryside dotted with churches, small and large. That is so great. You know, the average church in America, according to the statistics that I last read, is less than 250 people. Thank God for those pastors that are pastoring those small churches across America. And do you know that in America today, there are many churches that do not have pastors? This is such a desperate situation that they're now advertising on the internet for pastors. When I was a young man, there was no shortage of pastors. At least I didn't know of any. So we thank God for pastors like Pastor Wright, because we know that in the small churches especially, you don't pastor those churches for money. And you find the pastor being the chief, the cook, and the bottle washer. Amen? We do all of that. We drive the bus. We sweep the church out, we scrub the floors, we clean the bathroom. In the large churches, of course, they don't have to do that because they have other people that are delegated to that. But we thank God for pastors like Pastor Rice and his dear wife, who have been here for how many years now?
Since 2003.
How many years?
About 16 years.
Amen. You know, most pastors don't stay in churches longer than 2 years. That's about the average. and they go somewhere. In fact, statistics always also says that I believe it's 1,200 churches are formed in America every month, but 1,000 churches close down every month. 800 preachers, 800 pastors quit the ministry every single month. Think about it. And why do they do it? Basically because it's a hard job, Pastor. And I did it for 30 years. And, you know, I was never even on a salary. Yeah, you know, it's a difficult job. And a man that goes to pastor church today in America, a sincere man, has to really be sincere about it. Because it's a lot of hard work, a lot of hours. A lot of the work that you see that Pastor Rice does, it's not on Sunday morning. And then, you know, as a pastor, I'm sure Pastor Rice has gone through this, you have to smile when someone says, oh, I wish I had a job like that, one day a week. It's not one day a week. It's 7:24, because you're always on call. God bless Pastor Rice and his dear wife and the children who are coming along. Maybe one day he will take over as pastor. Pastor's hoping that that'll be a long ways down the road. Amen. But we thank God that pastors generally raise their children up in such a way that they are a part of the church. And we thank God for you, especially for the little kids. Well, they aren't little kids, they're young kids. Amen. I think that the hope of any church is having young people in the church. If you don't have young people in the church, you have what? A dying church. Because we're going off the scene. Now, Pastor Rice is very young now, but before long, he's going to look around and he's going to say, where did all the years go? All the children will be grown and probably off to college and whatever. Thank God for him. Amen. God bless you this morning.
Good to have Pastor Logan back. He's giving you a big hand. Thank you, Pastor Logan, for the encouraging words. It's good to have an exhorter and a teacher in our midst. We're thankful for him. And very capable. We'll have him up and preaching here soon as his strength gets back. And it's been a blessing to have Brother Daniel as just our summer, I say assistant pastor intern. I call him more assistant pastor. He's been in the function of assistant pastor this summer, and we're so thankful for him. And who knows what God is preparing him for in these next steps. He was a pastor for years, and who knows, the Lord may be calling him back into the ministry. So let's pray with them as they move to Spain, if the Lord opens that door. Amen. All right, let us turn to our bulletin. This time, does anyone need a bulletin? We'll be happy to get one to you. Our ushers will be happy to get one to you. And junior ushers, just keep your hand up, and they'll get one. I'll take one up here, if you don't mind, gentlemen. All right, it's a blessing to be together in God's house, and we already recognize some of our visitors. Is there any other first-time visitors here today? Don't believe any first time. It's good to have baby Grayson back with us. Is he getting better from his pneumonia? Every week, a little better each day, right? Amen. Yeah, he looks very perked up and alert today. Praise the Lord for that. Amen. God is healing him, and it's a big answer to prayer. So we're thankful. All right, and okay, just keep your hand up if you need a bulletin. Brother Paul, I'll take one up here if you don't mind. And it's good to have Eunice and her family. How was the first week at work this week? Amen. You getting used to the North Jersey life up there? Wonderful. Good. So you're not right in the city. That's good. Why don't you share, for those that weren't here last Sunday night, why don't you share the blessing? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord for that. That's a blessing. And so a good first week. That's an answer to prayer. And it's good to see each and everyone with us today. It's good to have Darlene and Elsie and Essie and each one here. We're thankful. And pray for Jerry and Mimi as they go back to Virginia this week. Why don't you share a little bit about that if you don't mind? Brother Jerry.
Well, we're going back to Virginia, just back to our home. It has not sold yet. We're still looking forward to that getting sold. So if you continue to pray for that, that the Lord will intercede and help our house sell quickly so that we can get settled in the home, because we have a tentative contract going here locally. And it's just going to be a time we'll go back and start packing some things and pay for preparing for the move.
Amen.
Amen,
amen. Let's pray for Brother Jerry and Sister Mimi as they get things moved, and pray that that house sells quickly, because we definitely want them here, and they'll be where they're looking at moving is right near us here at the church. So we're so thankful. And Brother Jerry was at my door Friday night saying, "Hey, I have some funeral plans for you," and that was a great blessing, because I told Terry Hutchinson. That after about 12 years of suffering, he went home to be with the Lord, but praise the Lord, 8 years ago he got saved over at Meadowview Nursing Home. That's why I continue to tell people, no, I'm not going to go out of the outreach ministries that we have, because it's vital that we're there. It's vital that some Christians there, and unfortunately, as Pastor Logan says, in the closing days of grace that we're in, not as many churches and Christians want to get involved. And we just stepped into caring, and they only had a Catholic priest coming once a month. That's all the church service or Christian ministry they had, and of course we know that won't feed any Christian, and so or help people get saved, and so the Lord just opened the doors for Sister Carol and Pastor Logan and I there, and this summer Brother Danny and Sister Hannah have been really helping a lot in that ministry, and we saw about 12 or 15 people make professions of faith. Now, some of those may have been assurance decisions, because we don't know if they made that before, but 12 or 15 salvations or professions of assurance decisions, that's huge. And so we know the Lord has opened the door wide open. So pray for Terry's family, the Hutchison family. I'll be doing the viewing tomorrow at 5:45. I'll be preaching from 5:45 to 6 o'clock there at Adam's Perfect Funeral Home. Anyone who would like to come is welcome to come and see Brother Jerry and Sister Mimi in their place of business, as well as be an encouragement to the family. And as far as I know, a lot of the family may not know Christ as yet. So let's pray for this important outreaches that we have, because the Lord has put them here, and they are doing their job. They are filling the important cause of the Great Commission. So let us pray one for another. Then just by way of other announcements, let us say our August memory verse, reference, verse, then reference. It's on the left-hand page of the bulletin there. 2 Corinthians 1:4. Who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. 2 Corinthians 1:4. Let us say it again. 2 Corinthians 1:4. Who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. 2 Corinthians 1:4. Amen. That's what God's doing in all of us. We don't know, Lord, why this trial? Lord, why this tribulation? Well, so we can go through it with His help, His strength, His grace, to then comfort someone else. It's going through the very similar thing that we are going through. Pray for these many prayer requests as we prayed in the Sunday school adult class. Pray for Carol with now 2 blood clots in her leg around her knee. Any update about that, Carol?
I see the doctor tomorrow afternoon at 3:50, so I too ask for prayer. Update. they had me on high doses of Eliquis, and it hurts, but through it all, God has been good. He really has. I probably shouldn't have flown home from San Diego, but I did, and I made it. And so even though this is a time of testing, nonetheless, as the ladies know from our Bible study, we shouldn't count our trials as intruders because they're for our growth and God's glory. So I praise Him.
Amen. 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 So let's keep praying for Sister Carol. She goes in for that next ultrasound tomorrow. Then pray for Patty. Do you start tomorrow, Patty, with the chemo? Following Monday. Okay, so let's pray for Patty as she starts her chemo on the 5 small spots of cancer on in lungs and bladder. So let's pray for her. And then also pray for baby Grayson. Any updates about his needs? About the same. Okay, so let's keep praying for him. But praise the Lord, he was out of the hospital this week.
Last week.
So he's been out of the hospital since. Good. All right. Amen. So let's keep praying for him and that his esophagus will get stronger. And so pray for him and pray this will fully go out of his system. Then also pray for John. He's in the hospital, but he's probably getting out today. Pray for Karen and Pat in Barbados and pray for Danny and Hannah. I'll be taking them on Tuesday to the New York LaGuardia Airport as they fly out late afternoon, in the evening there. Then next Sunday we do have missionaries Jed and Gloria Duarte, missionaries to Brazil, coming next Sunday. In the morning he'll be preaching the Sunday school and morning service next week, so we invite you to come on out. I believe his wife plays the piano as well, so that'll be a great blessing to have that, and just rejoice in what God is doing, sending laborers into the harvest field. We cannot take it for granted that young people are going to the mission field. Unfortunately, there's a lot less young people going to the mission field. So here is one of them from Ambassador, from a good school, going out to the mission field. So let us pray for them as they come next week. Then we are also taking up a love offering today for Brother Daniel, Sister Hannah, as they have been a blessing to you this summer. Maybe the music ministry, maybe the preaching ministry, maybe the visitations, maybe the VBT, or maybe help at the home. Whatever, however they've been a blessing to you, let us give back to them in a great and mighty way that we'd ask the Lord, how much can I give for God's ministers this summer that have been a blessing to me? And the heart container is right at the back on the table there, so please give as you go out. Or if you want to designate something on your check or on an envelope, if you need an envelope, raise your hand and one of our ushers can come and get you an envelope. If anyone need an envelope to mark, that way you can mark a love offering for the Rivolos or however you want to designate. Just keep your hand up and one of our ushers will get to you. So let us give as God has blessed us this summer. And I'm just so thankful to be able to work with them in the VBT ministry. And he did a great job with the teens. He helped the parsonage had a huge plumbing problem. As soon as he came, boy, he hit the ground running. As soon as he came, he was doing plumbing for 4 days and that first week. So what a blessing. If we had to pay someone to do that job, it would have been thousands. And so we're just so thankful God provided the right man, the right time, for the job, and not only has he done that well, but everything. The Lord has just blessed him and his dear wife, and so we praise the Lord for them. So let us give cheerfully to God's servants, as they've been a blessing to us. Then on the back page, this month is Salvation, Baptism, and Membership Sundays in August. We're so thankful. Last Sunday night, another soul was added into God's kingdom last Sunday night after church. And so we praise the Lord for little Daniel, who got saved about 8 years old. So we praise the Lord for that. That so far, God is blessing our church and adding to our church daily such as should be saved. Let us ask our ushers to come as we give to the Lord at this time of our tithes and offerings to God. Let us bow together in prayer.
Father, we thank you for this day that you have given to us. And we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity we do have to give to the ministry.
Amen.
Still, that we bless this time of giving. May you bless each one as you give.
And may your name be glorified, and may the ministry continue to grow in this area. This we ask in Jesus' name.
Amen. Let us turn back to our hymn book, to hymn number 414, Trust and Obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Before our special music this morning, 414, let's all stand together. If you're physically able to, stand with us. If you're not, please stay seated. The Lord knows your needs as well, and He will uphold you and give you strength. 414, Trust and Obey.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, on the glory and on our way, while we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all
the men and boys on the third.
Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil He does richly repay. Not a grief nor a loss, not a proud or a cross, but His blessed we trust.
On the fourth,
but we
know. Wonderful song. So we go through whatever phase of life. It's just neat how that song kind of captures all the phases of our lives, and we kind of go through them in a cycle at times, you know. Great blessing, joy, prosperity, then trials, tribulations, a valley, then back to the back up with blessing and encouragement, and then a mountaintop again. And so that song captures, no matter what phase you're in right now, God is there, and He will meet your needs and bless you. And pray also, I neglected to mention, pray for Peggy's brother, James, right? James? Jim? Is that his name?
Thomas.
Thomas, I'm sorry. Thomas. Thomas Brown, I believe is his name. Thomas
Gregory.
Thomas Gregory. Pray for Thomas Gregory over there at Meadowview. He's there just for rehab, and so pray for her brother. It's a blessing to be able to meet him. He goes to a church in Atlantic City, Shiloh Baptist, and they do a ministry to the rescue mission there. And he invited me. He said, "Oh, please, we'd love to have you come and speak one time." I said, "I'd really like that, but I'm up to here with all the our outreaches." But I encouraged him. He encouraged me. What a great blessing it is to meet another brother, and the Lord has him there in rehab right now as he's seeking to reach out to those who are down and out this time. So pray for our Atlantic City rescue mission as well, in that ministry. And I'm going to sing a song entitled "The Master, the Tempest is Raging." A beautiful hymn written in the 1800s, I believe. It helps capture at times where we don't know what's going on, but God does. So let us listen to the words of this song.
Master, the tempest is raging, the billows are tossing high, the sky is o'ershadowed with blackness, no shelter or help is nigh. Carest thou not that we perish? How canst thou lie asleep, when each moment so madly is threatening a grave in the angry deep? The winds and the waves shall obey thy will. Peace be still. Whether the wrath of the storm taught thee, or demons, or men, or whatever it be, no water can swallow the ship where lies the master of ocean and earth and skies. They all shall sweetly obey thy will. Peace be still, peace be still. They all shall sweetly obey thy will. With anguish of spirit, I bow in my grief today. The depths of my sad heart are troubled. Awaken and save, I pray. Torrents of sin and of anguish sweep o'er my sinking soul. And I perish, dear Master. control. The winds and the waves may obey thy will. Keep me still. Whether the wrath of the storm part creep, or demons, or men, or whatever it be, no water can swallow the ship where lies the master of ocean and earth and skies. They all shall sweetly obey thy will. Peace be still, peace be still. They all shall sweetly obey thy will. The terror is over, the elements sweetly rest. Earth's sun in the calm lake is mirrored, and heaven's within my breast. Linger, O blessed Redeemer, leave me alone no more, and with joy I shall make the blessed harbor and rest on the blissful shore. If you know it, sing it with me on the chorus. The winds and the waves shall obey thy will. Peace be still. Whether the wrath of the storm doth cease, or demons, or men, or whatever it be, no water can swallow the ship where lies the master of ocean and earth and skies. They all shall sweetly obey thy will. Peace be still, peace be still. They all shall sweetly obey thy will. Peace be still.
Amen. We'll have to add that in our song repertoire. It's 5:43. That'd be a great one to sing over again and again. Good one to remind us in trials that Jesus is still in control of the storm. This time, without any further ado, we want to give the attention over to Brother Daniel and his in the message. And so we look forward to hearing from God what God has put on his heart for today. And we'll dismiss those 6th grade and younger to go with Sister Hodge for the junior youth church service and the toddlers and the nursery as well. Brother Daniel, would you come preach God's word for us?
Good morning, brethren. The last time I will be able to share with you God's word. So, first of all, words being thankful to the Lord for let me be with you and share with you this wonderful summer, for me winter. It was the hardest winter I have in my life, because for us it's winter. They're calling me back there and home, and they say, we are freezing. Okay, we are here enjoying a wonderful summer. When Danny called me and said the talk with Pastor Rice, I never expect this. I expect different. I expect less work, to be honest. But I'm so happy I have done this much work. It makes me happy. Nothing we can do compares to what the Lord did with us. So we feel happy when we have the chance to do little things for the Lord, such as preaching or going out to the boardwalk to sharing tracts. There are little things compared with what the Lord did. So, you know, you have your last chance to say something to the people you learn to love, like you. I learn to love you, brothers, sisters, and I have one word to say, so you start looking in your head what is the best. Because every time I had the chance to preach, not only now but years ago, my prayer was, what good can I tell, what good can I do to these people? What good can I do to God's people? It's not a presentation. I have not intention to make a presentation. Who cares for a presentation? But what good can I do to God's people? So I brought one verse to you. You find this verse in 1 Corinthians. You know, I had to use my phone with the verses because I have bilingual, even I have now a bilingual Bible, but it's a lot of help for me. The one who have it can read it, 1 Corinthians 12, the verse 14. If not, I read it, but if you have it,
what chapter?
Chapter 12, verse 14, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, the verse 14. Please, Pastor Rice, if you want.
For the body is not one member, but many.
Okay. If we think about this verse, we can go home. That's it. That's the preaching. For the body is not one member, but many. If the gospel... The gospel has a lot of implications. A gospel is simple. It has a simplicity that is amazing. So simple that people sometimes reject it because it's simple. But at the same time, it's complex. And it has a lot of things that you can understand as you grow in the faith. And one of the things that I see has been attacked in the Christian community, in among Christians, is the concept of church. Church has been under attack. No, the church itself, thank God, yet, but the concept of church, the concept of being members of one body. The devil used one technique. We know he's very crafty, and that technique, it is, he won't say to you, don't read the Bible or don't pay attention to what the pastor says, because Christians, we won't do it. But he says what he said to the Lord. Well, the scripture says this, so, and he get the wrong conclusion from the scripture. And one of the worst conclusions the Christians have is the idea that we can be Christians by ourselves, that our spirituality is just in our own responsibility, which in one sense is right. We are called, we are accountable before the Lord for our souls. We cannot blame others for what we have to do, and we have to answer to the Lord. But if you read some verses before, the verse 12 and 13, you get more the idea what the Lord is calling us to. It says, the verse 12, for as the body is one and hath many members, and all members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. Amen. 13, for by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. And now the 14, Pastor read, for the body is not one member, but many. The problem with the idea and responsibility of understanding this concept, the biblical concept of the church, the fulfilling the gospel idea concept of church, is that we are not isolated. Do you know why in this modern era we are so encouraged to individualism? You get an idea now? Why we are encouraged to be individual? Why we are encouraged to be personal? Why we are encouraged to be singular? Why we are encouraged to be unique? You are so unique. We are called to this because the world with this goes against the idea of a church. In the church, we are not uniques. It doesn't mean we are not important to God's eyes, but we are called to be part of a church. When I started listening to these preachings, when I was very, very young, 16 years old, I remember to being mad. I didn't like it, this idea of being part of a church. I like to be a Christian of my own. I want to be on my own. I will go wherever I want. I will do whatever I want. I will be with a church 1 week, the next week without a church. I won't take that commitment. Why? Because that fits my ego. The idea to be a member of a church is one of the strongest arguments against our ego. To be part of a church is against the natural egocentric point of view of men. We don't like it. We don't like to be part of a church. Why? Because give us responsibilities, because maybe they start calling us to work, and maybe we are accountable to each other. A person, when the kids grow up and they go away from their parents' house, they start a new life by their own. There you see how that kid or that boy or already young man is, because he has the chance to behave the way he wants. Nobody will check him. And a good Christian will go for a church looking for for another Christians, but the one that was just his mouth saying nothing in his heart, he will take the chance to live the life he wants, and so nobody can check. Church, it is not only a place to go on Sunday. Pastor Logan was saying, someone of you, Pastor Rice, were saying, it's not only a place to go on Sunday. And please don't get scared. It's not that I'm saying to this for you to be scared about church. But yes, church is God's plan. Definitely it is God's plan. Yes.
That's the song you hear.
I'm not loud enough.
Yeah, a little louder.
Okay. Believe me, in Spanish I yell, but in English I am afraid I will miss the word, so that's why I'm trying not to yell. My son was preaching now in German, and now he knows again. Oh, you try to be, you're in your brain, you're looking for the right words. So, the church, it is, as the Bible says, the column of the truth. Can you read that in 1 Timothy 3:15? Whoever get the verse, just read it. I like that because it keep us, you know, together, doing the thing together. 1 Timothy 3:15. Thank you, brother. Pillar of truth. So it says the Lord will put his truth in the church. First thought is, well, but the church is full of sinners, so many hypocrites in church. Yes, you're right. because we are sinners. We are sinners. The only difference between us and the people outside is that we repent of our sins and we believe in Jesus. We desperately need Jesus as our Savior. But the rest, we're the same. And that's the glory of church, that God takes sinners to build His church, where He will put His truth. I see this pattern here in your young people and our young people in Argentina, so distant, so far away, and cultures. In one way we are similar, actually. Why feel more comfortable with Americans than the other Latinos, to be honest, because but it's closer our culture. But anyway, it's different. And I see that in young people, mostly in young people, here in America and there back in my country. They are so personal. This, imagine a generation trying to explain this, that we are part of a body. How are you today? Okay. He answers, she answers, the kid. So, do you like ice cream? Why they are so personal? Why is so hard for them to care about you? This is the new generation that comes. This is devil's work in the world, little by little. They don't see it, but it is what it is. Don't tell me if in our days in church we were encouraged for our parents to call the other brothers uncle. Okay, say hello to Uncle Jerry, to Uncle Tom, whatever was the name, because we were part of a family. We were part of a body. The old Christian has this concept very strong. We are part of a body. It is hard. I know it is hard. It would be a lot easier to be a Christian by myself. If I am by myself in an island, who can I fight with? I am perfect. I have perfect behavior. I don't fight with anybody. That's not reality. There was a guy that was in an island, isolated, and was written something from the Lord. His name was John. Did you hear about him? And if you read Revelation and all John's letters, he's all the time talking with love to the church, to the brethren, to the church. And he's longing for the church. Okay, I am isolated in an island, but I don't like it. My dream is to be in my church. His heart was there. Do you remember the verse in Hebrews 13? Let the brotherly love continue. That was something that I heard in the old times till I was tired. I was always very bad learning verses by memory. I was really bad. You see the opposite of the girls here that are amazing, Samora and Zion. They are amazing. They look the verse twice and okay. Well, your kids, Lydia, is so good too. I was really bad, to be honest. I never get we don't have contests, but never have a praise for anyone. Well, I was good in the other way, preaching since I was young. But not with the memory. But I get that verse in Hebrews because it was repeated and repeated and repeated. Every time something comes to the church that shouldn't be there, any gossip or any little fight or argument, that verse came again from the pulpit. And it was right. Brethren, I think we miss blessings in our life for not understanding this concept of the church, one body. And the best we can do for our young people, if they are our kids or they are here, they are not our kids, and we can share with them, besides the gospel itself, actually this is part of the gospel, But besides that Jesus is the Savior and that you need to repent, is the understanding that we are part of a body. That we are not called to be isolated Christians. That actually it doesn't exist an spiritual isolated Christian. That one who claims, I am spiritual, but I am alone at home, watching some messages in YouTube or listening some preachings, he's deceiving himself. Because it's not God's plan. God's plan is to be part of a church. You know, Brother David is here for vacation. It's not his place. And he was joking around after the BBT. You know, the BBT sounds nice, Vacation Bible School. Okay, I dare you to be a teacher in BBT. They drive you crazy. So the farther thing you can have as a vacation to be a BBT teacher. And there was Brother David. He comes to his vacations and was here, you know, and kids were not easy as you dream about. They are sometimes hard. But why he was looking for a church in his vacation, in his summertime, in his time for relaxing? It was not relaxing. But because a good Christian cannot be apart from church. And believe me, I'm not saying this because I learned from day one. When I was young, I was rebel against this concept. I didn't like the idea of a church. I liked very much the idea I am on my own. I was very independent all my life. I always worked by myself. When I do work, I can do things others don't do, like holding things at the same time. And because I work for myself. But for spiritual things, I cannot. Because not God's plan. I will not have a blessing. We see our brother Jerry and sister Mimi, they are coming here. They could say, well, we will settle, and after we'll settle, we will start looking for a church. First thing they do, they look for a church. Why? Can you be without church? No, it's weird. No, because we are so spiritual. Because it's God's plan. I cannot go against that. Of course, it won't be easy. To be a member of a church is to have arguments, is to suffer gossip, even little things. I'm not talking about big issues. Being a member of a church is being disappointed. You will be disappointed for a brother that he didn't do what you expect. It is not easy to be a member of a church. But if I don't understand this, if I'm not a strong member of a church, it's like studying without going to have tests. Okay, I want my degree, but did you take any tests? Oh, no, I get too nervous with tests, you know, I don't take tests. But I study, you believe me? Yeah, but you need to go through exams. And I know, I cannot do that. I'm too nervous for exams, tests. I study. That would be to be a Christian without church. I read the Bible, John 3:16. How beautiful. God loves me so much. He saved me for the wrath that will come because he's a just God. But he loves me so much at the same time. He delivered me from hell and he wants me to be part of his family. I like that. But he's calling me, okay, now you, all the training you have, now put it to work. It's like a soldier that never went to battle. He trains, he's the strongest guy, he can do 100 push-ups, strong guy. Now go to the battle. First, boom, and he's scared. But you're a good trainer, no, but in real battle I'm really bad. This is real battle, this is real Christian life, to be part of a church. Let me share with you some verses that will tell you that I'm not speaking on my own, but just reading verses. When we prepare the preachings, when we were sharing with Pastor Rice, we have a lot of verses. We don't give all of them. one preaching, I was counting and 100 and some verses, and I just gave 4 or 5, because you with God's word, just because you prayed to bring things from your brain or from your heart. So we have to be careful. Ephesians 1:22. Another brother, look for Colossians 2 from 5 to 7. Those two verses. Ephesians 1:22 first. Just the first brother that have burst on hesitate, just read it. We share. That's a way to share. Or sister that want to read the verse, you will feel better after reading out loud. You will see you are more part of the family. There to read, share with me the scripture. Ephesians 1:22. Thank you, Darnell. The head of what? The church. This is the head of church, the head of Christ. How many times we sing when we see the Lord that day, or if I was with the Lord here, I will listen to him. Well, here it is. Here it is. They say, if you show us the Father, it's enough, the disciples. And the Lord says, you have been with me so long and you don't know me? He could say, you have been with me so long and you don't know me? This is the head of Christ. The head of Christ is the church. It's on the church. Over the church. It rules the church. But there are so many imperfections. Yes. Because this loving God handles things with sinners. And that is for his glory. That regular sinners, can take care of the most spiritual things, even with mistakes. That's why we run to the Bible every Sunday, because we desperately need correction every Sunday. How many years have been with the Lord? Here, I don't want to ask, but I see some, for sure, I listen, Brother Jerry was since he was 6, so, with the Lord. And we know these things, but anyway, do we need next Sunday coming to church? Definitely, because we need this correction, because we are just sinners, and we are handling holy things. Any brother want to read this other verse? I said it was in Colossians 2, 5 to 7. Thank you, brother. You see, all the time, verse after verse, the scripture, the epistles, they are always aiming and talking most of the times, besides few exceptions, he's talking to you in plural. You have in English that problem, you and you. The you in plural, the good version is ye. I like that. We have that in Spanish. The tú y de vosotros. It's very different. Tú y vosotros, o ustedes. So, all the time is talking that our development as a Christian, our Christian life will be strong here in church. No other way to be strong in the Lord. And now we go to Ephesians, where I want to land. Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, It says from the verse 19 to 22. Can anyone read?
Now therefore ye are no more strangers.
No, maybe Ephesians 2, 19.
Yeah,
22. Okay, so. Yeah, go ahead.
Now therefore ye are no more strangers in the heart, but fellow citizens of the saints and of the household of God.
Thank you.
And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are built together for an habitation of God.
Thank you, brothers. Sorry, I mistake because it says two, but in the Spanish you have, in English, the bilingual Bible, you have two columns, so it's hard to follow. Could you hear that, brethren? It is, we are like a building. It's not talking about this building, this thing. It's talking about a spiritual building, and we have no way to grow in the Christian faith by our own. You can read all the scripture, make notes, but you need the church to be the one who makes you grow. We were sharing with Pastor Rice that even seminaries are not the church. The seminary trains you, but that's it. After that, the development as you, as a servant of the Lord, it is in the church, your church. You know how many kids, usually, I'll tell you the story. Ezekiel, when he was 1 year in seminary, he used to bring at home on weekends all the kids that have no home, so that were far away. So imagine, every weekend, two or three guys, different guys, every weekend, so a lot of chance to talk with seminary guys. And you listen to them. And to be honest, I say, you will be the pastor of a church. You're a kid. You're a kid that knows some verses, that put some verses in line, which is good, which is wonderful, but will give the seal that you are a pastor, that you're a servant of the Lord, is the church. The church is everything. Apostle Paul himself, he got a revelation from the Lord. He saw the Lord going to Damascus, the light. And after that, he went to Arabia to be trained by whom? By the Lord. Wow. And he said, well, I will start a ministry. Okay, it's church, please send me. What? Church, please send me. And you know what was the worst part? That church didn't like him. So he has to convince them, please, church, send me as a missionary. He could say, listen, guys, take note, I will tell you, because I was trained by Jesus Christ himself. No, he said, church, please, send me. Because that's the way. You see, every time that our flesh doesn't like it, is most probably something coming from the Lord. We were at the boardwalk, as I told you, and in the beginning, when you're ready to start, you are a little nervous. Okay, here we are, all the people will start looking at me. Okay, here we go, and you get nervous. But you know what I always say is on street preaching, that I'm saying to myself, if I am nervous, it's because my flesh doesn't like it, which is good. Which is definitely good. And of course, once we start preaching, we feel, when we finish sharing tracts, preaching God's Word, what we feel, Pastor Rice? Eh? We are flying. We come back flying home. Basically, we are so happy, because we fulfill what God's will. That's all. So, If we see, here we are called to be a building. We are called to be part of a God's building, a plan. He has a plan for us. And this plan includes us to be part of this building. I don't know how much time do I have, Pastor Rice. I don't want to be long. If not, I will take the last verses, three verses. It's okay? Okay, we'll take these three verses then. We skip all this. To back up my words, to see I'm not just saying things for saying, I will read Ephesians 4, 2, chapter 4, verse 2. It says, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love. Do you want something more difficult than that? When you have an argument, and you are right at the end, you feel good. But when you have an argument and you are wrong, you were wrong, you realize you were wrong, how do you feel? It doesn't matter the case. The Lord says, take you one other those weaknesses. Take it. When I am, if they do something wrong to me, let's say that they offend me. They offend me. Who has to ask forgiveness? The offender or me? Well, the offender. Well, in the church, both. But I was right. Who cares? It's not the point. But I'm right. With she offend me. He offend me. He was rude on me. Yeah. What a wonderful chance to taste what Jesus tasted on the cross. In the church, we have this high chance, this high level of opportunity to experience what Jesus had on the cross. Do you want something more unfair and just than crucifying the just? There was no just man over the earth. No, in history, no one was good enough, not even a little good. Just one was good. And that one was sent to crucifixion, and he was tortured. He was condemned after a trial, the most unfaithful trial ever. You have the holy man on earth sent to death. Do you want something more unfair that Jesus Christ died for Dan, for Hannah? Can you imagine such unfair thing? And he did. So here at church we have this chance to share this experience with the Lord and being able to take what is unjust for love, for the sake of others. Of course we have to call that injustice to see what is wrong, but in the meantime, take it. What a wonderful blessing. And the last is getting late. The last verse I will share with you is, sorry, change the glasses, not that I'm fancy, but I'm blind. Almost. So, I don't know which one to pick to... Colossians 3:15. If anyone has it, please read it. Mm-hmm. In other words, it's saying you will have peace, but you are called to have peace inside the body. About having peace. But I am okay with that God. I'm right with God. I pray every day. I read the scripture. Good luck. Because it's not God's plan. And listen, as I say it, I don't like sometimes to say these things, because I would like maybe God invent other ways, but his ways are his ways. And he said, well, it will be the church. It's the best way, son. It's the best way. And not only that, but he's asking us to be grateful for being part of this church, for being part of his church. He expects us to be grateful, grateful. Thank you, Lord, because I have Mr. Hodge and his wife. Thank you, Lord, for them. I am grateful to you for them. Thank you, Lord, I have Carol in my life. Thank you, Lord. I am grateful for this. I should, with a good car. Thank you, Lord, for the new people. I don't know the names, but they are there. It makes me happy to see you. I don't know why, but it makes me happy to see you. That's the way the Lord works, and he expects from us. So if I have the word to choose for you to say goodbye, is this, brethren. Let's love our church and be faithful to our church, and we will find peace for our souls, the peace we are looking for. We will find a family, not in the romantic or way, or just to be touchy in the way I say, a family, but a real family. When you travel around, you go to a place, you meet new brethren and brothers and sisters, and you see that you can love them for real, as it happens to me and Hannah now, coming this time. Do we lie? We say, we love you, honey, we are just saying for saying. It is for real. Something happened in our hearts that the Lord works. He says, see, you have a wonderful family. You have a family that loves you, that cares for you, and you will go together to heaven. That's my plan for you, son. No to be alone. No to do the Christian life in your own. You won't make any progress by your own. But inside the church, inside the body, you will progress spiritually. Brethren, may the Lord bless you. Thank you so much for being so kind every day to us. Every day you have been so kind. Not only for inviting us so many dinners, we are coming back fat to Argentina, believe me. We gain a lot of weight. But not only for that, but because I see with your looks, with look in your eyes, that you care. With the eyes, with the time, years, you see in people's eyes things, mainly if you are preaching. You can see, and you see that they care, they look in your eyes to give you that approval, to give you that warm look, so you feel comfortable, to be happy that you are with them. I am happy that I was here. May the Lord bless you richly. I hope I can see you again someday. May the Lord bless you.
Church is the pillar and ground of the truth. 1 Timothy 15, the seminary, the Bible college is not the pillar and ground of the truth. They're helpful as long as they serve their purpose underneath the local church, as to assist the local church in training young men for the work of the ministry, for pastoring, and young ladies for different church ministries. But if they're not under the local church, they're not under the pillar and ground of the truth. And so that's why we... This is still the most important business in all the world, and that is the local church, Jesus Christ. Let us close in prayer, and then we'll turn into our hymn books. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the blessing of this message, how you care for us as your family, that we are your sons and your daughters, and you have adopted us into your family, and that you take such love and watch care over us, and that you have put us uniquely, individually, into this local church body. Lord, we thank you that we can help one another, that we can encourage one another, we can serve one another, that we can speak a word of wisdom or knowledge or comfort or love or care. caring one to another, Lord, that we each have our own unique gifting from you, and we thank you that you have put us together. Lord, we pray you'd bless this church. You'd bless Brother Daniel and Sister Hannah as they leave on Tuesday. You just take them from us with our love and our genuine appreciation and care for them and their further development in your service, Lord. We know that you're not done with any of us yet. Words for them as they seek to minister in Spain, being sent from Argentina and from our church to minister in Spain as perhaps a pastor or missionary. Lord, I pray you just open the doors wide open each step of the way. You would lead and guide and direct them into your perfect will and plan for their life. And Brother Ezekiel as well, Lord, as he's been such an encouragement. Pray you'd bless each one here, Lord. Help us in the trials and different things that we have in front of us, Lord, that you just help us each step of the way, that you would just take care of each problem as it comes, and each trial that you just bring us to the mountaintop, bring us to the other side. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us turn our hymn books as we close this service. Under His Wings. I'm going to ask Brother Daniel to come up front here, and if you need to come for any reason, maybe you need encouragement in a situation you're going through, maybe you need prayer, would you come and take Brother Daniel by the hand, and we can have one of our church members pray with you about this. They can pray with you right up here in the seats or in another room if you prefer that. Would you come as we sing this song, Under His Wings? Does anybody have the page number there? 443. Thank you, 443. Let's all stand together and sing this song. Verse with our heads bowed, and would you pray to God as we're singing?
Under His wings, what a refuge in sorrow. How the heart yearning turns to its rest. Often when earth has no God for my healing, there I find comfort and there I am.
Time, and we'll also pray for the food, and please, everyone is welcome to join us. There's plenty of food in the other room. Don't worry if you didn't bring anything you didn't know about. Don't worry, just stay with us and eat and fellowship, have a lunch with us, and we want to wish Brother Daniel and Sister Hannah Send them off well with our love and support. So come on back tonight, 7 o'clock as well, for evening service. I believe no choir practice tonight because we already practiced our song for last week. We'll give Carol a break. She needs a break. So we already have our song from last week that we practiced, so no choir practice tonight. So we'll see everyone at 7. So let us close in prayer at this time. We'll pray for the food as well. We ask Brother Bob, would you please close us in prayer?
Father God, Lord, we thank you for the sermon that you received. We thank you especially for the blessing of Dan and Hannah coming here. We thank you especially that your pulpit was preserved and that he gave us nothing but your word exactly the way it is in the book. Thank you for this. We thank you also, Lord, that when the revolvers were here, that each service that there was here, an entire ministry praise team was in place, ready to go before everybody even started filing in. We just thank you, Lord, for the way you cradled this work in your hands. You protected it, and you've uplifted it, and you've advanced it and edified it through the sending of these missionaries. We just thank you, Lord, for Dan, and we thank you for Hannah, and we thank you for all that they are able to do and all that they have learned, which they intend to use for you. And we just ask, Lord, that you would give them an incredibly rich blessing for dedicating their lives to missionaries, to missions like this. And
amen.
We just thank you so much for this decision that they have made. And now as we look toward the final Calvary Fest next door, finally, in terms of Dan being delivered from anything else that we could do to him, we just ask, Lord, that you would continue to add your blessing to each and everything that's done. We just pray that you would bless the homes or the individuals that put this feast together. We just ask, Lord, that we might be made strong in our bodies, that we might be able to continue to glorify you as Dan has. And we just thank you so much, Lord, for these two here. And we look forward to them coming back, if we're allowed to say that. And we just thank you, Lord, for all that you've given us in this ministry and the way that you take care of us.
Amen.
We just thank you in Christ's name for everything. Amen.
Please remember, the heart container, love.